Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It's my privilege to be with you again.
真高兴再一次的与你们同在。
I bring greetings from Fort Lee Gospel Church.
从福德里的教会我带来对你们的问候。
We're happy to be able to partner with you in the ministry of Jesus Christ.
我们真很感谢神，我们能够在基督里与你们同工。
I would add a note that I have teenage children.
我也有青少年的孩子。
And I know some of your teens are their friends.
我知道你们有的在座的青少年是他们的朋友。
And some of your young leaders minister to my children.
也有你们年轻的代理的人是他们的代理的同工。
So if you want to bless a parent, be good to their children.
所以你要祝福家长，你要对他们对孩子要好一点。
And for that, I'm very indebted to you as a church. Some of your young men are very good to my children.
所以我在这边要真的很感谢你们在座的一些年轻的人。
Today, my topic is Isaac's birth, the promise fulfilled.
今天的主题是以撒的诞生，应许的成就。
Again, Pastor King told me that you're preaching through the book of Genesis.
金弟兄告诉我们，你们现在正在读《创世纪》。
And my goal was to pick up in chapter 15.
所以我今天要从第十五章来说我的信息。
My message today will do a fair bit of reading.
今天有许多的读经的地方。
But I will focus on the promise of Isaac's birth and the fulfillment in chapter 21.
可是我们的注意力是在以撒的诞生跟应许的成就。
Abraham is a very important figure in the history of redemption.
亚伯拉罕在救赎的历史上是一个很重要的角色。
Romans chapter 4 says that he is the father of all who believe.
在罗马书第四章说到他是信心的之父。
So when we become followers of Jesus Christ, we become children of Abraham.
所以当我们成为基督的门徒的时候，我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are children of his because he was the first example of faith that comes to us.
我们成为他的子孙是因为他是第一个因着信来称义的人。
So we look at his life, a very interesting person.
我们看看他的一生是一个很有趣的人。
He is claimed by three religions.
他是三个宗教的之父。
Christianity, Judaism, and Islam all call them their father.
基督教、回教和犹大教、犹太教都称为他是他们的父。
And so Abraham has tremendous influence on the history of the world.
所以亚伯拉罕在世界的历史中占了非常有影响力的地位。
God had promised Abraham two issues primarily.
神对以色列有特别的应许。
First of all, that he would have the land of the Middle East.
第一，他对中东的地图上，他有应许。
And secondly, that he would have many, many descendants.
第二，他有许许多多的子孙。
Descendants like the sand of the sea or like the stars of the sky.
他的子孙会像海边的沙，天上的星一样的多。
A quick note about the stars of the sky. I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
我讲一下天上的星，我住在福德里。
In Fort Lee, you look up at night. I think there's about 12 stars you can see on a clear night.
在福德里，你。天气好的时候，你大概只能看到十二颗星。
But Abraham lived before electricity.
可是亚伯拉罕是在有电灯以前。
So when he looked up at the sky, he saw a whole lot more stars.
所以他看天空的时候，他看到许许多多的星。
I think the point needs to be made for our younger generation. Maybe they haven't seen the stars of the sky.
所以在座的很多年轻人可能没有看过那么多的星。
But let's begin by reading Genesis chapter 21.
那我们先来念。创世纪二十一章。
And this is the conclusion of the story, but I'll begin here and then back up to the beginning.
这其实是我们的结尾，可是我们先从这边开始念。
Genesis chapter 21, I'll read in English first, and then we'll hear it in Mandarin.
二十一章，我们先念英文，再念中文。
Genesis 21:1 says, Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
21章第1到第6节。 耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉, 便照他所说的给撒拉成就。 当亚伯拉罕年老的时候,撒拉怀了孕, 到神说的日期,就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。 亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。 以撒生下来第8日, 亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的, 给以撒行了割礼。 他儿子以撒生的时候,亚伯拉罕100岁。 撒拉说,神使我嬉笑。 凡听见的必与我一同嬉笑。又说,谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说,撒拉要乳养婴孩呢?因为在他年老的时候,我给他生了一个儿子。
At the birth of Isaac, Sarah was 90 years of age.
撒拉生以撒的时候是90岁。And
Abraham was 100 years of age.
亚伯拉罕100岁。Even
back then, that was a miracle.
即使在那个时候也是实在是一个奇迹。
How could a woman 90 years of age give birth to a child? But that miracle was a promise that God had given to Abraham. And in the same way, God wants to answer his promises to us. And sometimes God wants to make a way where there seems to be no possible way. That is our message today.
所以这就是我们今天要讲的信息。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come before you today.
主，我们来到你的面前。
And we're thankful that you are a God who does the miraculous.
我们感谢你，因为你是那个做不可能做成的事情。
That you hear the prayers of our hearts.
你听到我们心里对你的呼求。
And many times you answer our prayers.
许多的时候你应许了我们的呼求。
May our view of you become bigger today.
让我们的目光能够更显大。
As we see you as the God who hears and answers prayers.
因为我们看到你是我们的神，听到也应许我们的祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen. I would begin with the problem and the promise in Genesis chapter 15.
我们从创世纪15章来看我们的难处跟应许。
Notice when we read this passage that God promised that he would bless Abraham.
我们在念这一段经文的时候,我们看到神要祝福亚伯拉罕。
But as soon as God promised Abraham that, Abraham said, but I have no children.
当神祝福他的时候,亚伯拉罕说,可是我没有孩子。
And so in some ways, God has promised to bless us.
所以换一个角度来看,神也在祝福我们。
And we too may say, but I have a big problem in my life.
我们也可能对神说,但是我们有更多的问题。
So let's read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 6.
让我们念创世纪15章1到6节。
It says in English, first of all, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
创世纪十五章第一到第六节，这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我大大的赏赐你。”亚伯兰说：“主耶和华呀，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。”亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。”耶和华又有话对他说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。”于是领他走到外边说：“你看，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
At this point in life, Abraham was very successful and very rich.
在这段时候，亚伯兰其实是很成功，也非常富裕。
We learned in the previous chapter that he was able to gather together an army of 318 men from his own household.
在前一章我们知道，亚伯拉罕有318个壮丁。
This is not rich live in Alpine. This is rich living in the Middle East in a mansion somewhere.
这不是在 Alpine 住的有钱人，这是在中东住的有钱人。
He had enough servants that he could gather together 318 men to go fight for him.
他有足够的人丁，所以他能够召集318个人跟他一起征战。
And he was rich because God had blessed him. God's favor was upon him.
他很富足，因为神的祝福在他身上。
And yet there was something missing, and that something was an heir, a child that would be his own.
可是他却有缺失，那个缺失是他没有孩子，他没有后嗣。
And we ask ourselves the question today, how are we like Abraham in our life as well?
所以我们今天问问我们自己，在我们跟亚伯拉罕有什么相似的地方？
What I tend to see in people's lives, in my own life, is sometimes we have many good things from the Lord, but something's missing.
在我看我自己和看我周边的人，我们在我们身上有许多好的，可是我们总是有一样缺失。
Maybe you're able to pay the bills just fine, but your heart breaks for a child that is going the wrong direction.
可能是你可以有足够的经济能力。可是你的孩子却走偏了。
Or maybe you have a happy family life, but you have a struggle to pay the bills every month.
或者是你有一个很好的家庭，可是你却有经济上的困难。
Most of us have some ache in our soul somewhere.
大部分的我们总是在心里有一处是很伤痛的。
At least in American culture, we have many, many people who are single and getting older and older.
在美国的社会，有许许多多的人都是年纪渐长，却是单身。
Recently in America, there became more households led by single people than by married people.
最近，美国的家庭中总是单身的为家中一首，而不是夫妇。
In this month of Valentine's Day, there's a lot of Americans who have an ache in their soul when it comes to romantic love and a life partner.
在今年的情人节，有许多人的心里有一个伤痛，是因为他们没有一生的伴侣，也没有身边相爱的人在一起。
Maybe this message is for the young person just starting their life out, saying, "How is it all going to come together?"
所以对年轻的人来说。到底我们要怎么做呢？
In light of our economy, how am I going to have the American dream? My own house, my own spouse, my own family.
照现今经济的危机，让我将来的事业，我将来的家庭，我将来的生命的伙伴，会是一个什么样的光景呢？
I've learned some young people are very positive and optimistic. Others are a little bit pessimistic.
有些年轻人非常的有盼望。也非常的积极，有的人却非常的消沉。
But my hope today is the message speaks to us about a God who sees the aching of our soul and a God who answers our prayers.
今天我们的信息讲的是神看到我们心里的伤痛，神也带我们看到他对我们的应许。
When you read the Bible, you see over and over again God does the impossible.
你念圣经的时候，你看到一次又一次的神做成不可能做成的事情。
And here we have Abraham, the father of faith. God answers his prayer.
我们在这边看到神是亚伯拉罕是信心之父，神成就他对他的应许。
And God does the impossible in His life. He wants to do the impossible in our life as well.
神在他身上做成了不可能做成的事情，神也同样的会做在我们的身上。
Abraham didn't get it right the first time, though. He made some mistakes along the way.
亚伯拉罕第一次并没有照着神的话做，所以他失败。
Even though we see, first of all, the problem with the promise of God, we see, secondly, there's a human solution, how he responded to that problem.
我们先看到了难处与神的应许，可是我们也看到神亚伯拉罕失败的地方，看到亚伯拉罕如何用人的方法来解决这些问题。
So let's go to the next chapter, chapter 16.
我们来看十六章。
I'll read verses 1 to 6 and then finish with 15 and 16 as well.
16章第1到第6节，然后15到16节。
Genesis 16:1 says, Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Cana 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. And down to verse 15. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael.
创世纪十六章第一到第六节，亚伯兰的妻子撒莱不给他生儿女。撒莱有一个使女，名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒莱对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房。”或者我可以因他得孩子。亚伯兰听从了撒莱的话，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒莱将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年，亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。撒莱对亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你的怀中。”他见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。亚伯兰对撒莱说：“使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。”撒莱苦待她，她就从撒莱面前逃出去。十六章十五节到十六节。后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。
This may not be a reasonable solution in our modern world, but back then it was a pretty good idea.
对我们现在的社会来看，可能不是一个很合理的解决办法，可是在当时是一个合理的解决办法。
It was not uncommon to take a slave and say, "This can be your second wife. You can have a child through her."
当时是很平常的，你可以娶你的使女成为你的一个妾，从使女的身上得孩子。
And yet this solution brought much pain and suffering to their family.
可是这个解决的办法对他们家却带来了许多的疼痛和麻烦。
It brought dissension between the wife Sarah and her slave Hagar.
就带出了争吵在撒莱跟使女之间。
It made life more difficult for Abram as well.
让亚伯兰的生活上也带来了许许多多的难处。
If I can make a few comments about Abraham as a father for a moment.
我想对亚伯拉罕成为一个父亲的这一点呢，先说几句话。
First of all, he listened to what his wife said.
第一，他听从他的妻子的话。
And when he did what she said, then she got angry with him.
当他听妻子的话，可是妻子却对他发了脾气。
In some ways, that's the story of marriage even today, isn't it?
对，现今的婚姻生活中，其实我们也看到同样的事情。
I can say this because my wife is in Fort Lee.
我可以这么说，因为我太太不在这里。
But here it is, Abraham. He might have had a lot of faith, but he knew when to listen to his wife.
虽然亚伯拉罕有信心，可是他却听了他妻子的话。
He said, "Sarah, do what you want. Take her. Do what you want."
所以撒来说。他听了撒来的话，所以接受了夏甲。
But note that when we do things our way instead of God's way, it leads to all kinds of problems.
我们看到，当我们做事情是照我们的方法，而不是以神的心意的时候，会带出许许多多的问题。
One of the more common experiences that I've noticed in ministry is that frequently what happens is that single people compromise their faith when they choose a life partner.
在我们现今常常看到说，单身的人为了要选择配偶，他们妥协在他们信仰上。
Too often I've heard a young Christian lady say, "There's no good matches in the church, but I found a good guy. He might not be a Christian, but he's a good guy."
常常听到年轻的基督徒的年轻女孩子说，在教会里找不到合适的配偶，而在外头可以看到有合适的。
Even though the Bible says you shall not be unequally yoked, go into a marriage with one as a believer and the other not as a believer. That's not the right thing to do.
虽然圣经教导我们不能与不信的人同父一轭，因为信徒跟不信非信徒是实在不能在同父一轭的。
It may be a reasonable solution at the time, but it's not God's will. It's not God's way.
在当时来看，虽看起来好像是一个非常合理的解决办法，可是实在不是神的方法。
The other side of this is I see the fallout afterwards when the children come along and the parents have a lot of conflict about how to raise the children.
而解决方法的后面也带出了许许多多父母之中的征战和孩子之间的征战。
A conflict that comes from a different value system when it comes to faith and following Jesus Christ.
我们神的儿女与非神的儿女在价值观念上总是有不同的地方。
For clarity, if you are married to someone who's not a follower of Christ, that's not the issue. The issue is when you go into the marriage knowing full well that it's not the right one.
我想做一点声明，如果你的配偶现在已经不是一个基督徒，这不是我要说的，而是你在选择你的配偶的时候，如果不是基督徒，说你需要好好的考虑。
We see conflict come up in other areas as well.
我们也看到另外一个地方的征战。
I remember a few years ago, quite a long time ago, we had two young African families in our church at the same time.
许许多多年以前，在我的教会有两位非裔的人。
They had both moved to America because they were doing their residency, medical residencies in the area.
他们到美国是因为他们来这边，在医学上要做是实习医生。
One of the families had stronger faith than the other family.
一个家庭的信心比较坚定，另外一个家庭比较软弱。
Even though they were friends and they came from the same country.
虽然他们是朋友，也是同一个国家来的。
But I remember both of the wives had been nurses as well.
两位实习医生的太太也是同样的也是护士。
And they didn't have working papers yet.
他们没有工作许可证。
So I remember as the story played out, the one wife said, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to just apply to get a working paper.
有一个其中的一个太太就说，我要申请那个工作许可证，以正确合理的方法来申请。
The other family with less faith says, we know somebody who can help us and fix some documents. I didn't want to know the details, says the pastor.
在信心软弱的那个家庭，那个太太说，我知道有个人可以帮忙，我可以付点钱，我不想。我对一个牧者来说，我不想知道实际详细的情形。
And yet God showed up at that time, and God blessed the faithful family with the working papers before the other one.
神的手介入在其中，所以对那个信心坚定的家庭，他们的工作许可证比信心软弱的人先来到。
Sorry, humanly it shouldn't have happened that way, but God stepped in when they were faithful.
照人的方法，照人来看，不可能是这样，不可能是这样成就的。可是神的手介入的时候，就让不可能的成就了。
When we take things into our own hands, frequently we find ourselves in trouble.
我们常常把事情放在我们自己手中来解决，而我们也面对了许许多多的问题。
We need to have faith like Abraham and trust God for His solution.
我们需要像亚伯拉罕一样的有信心，也信靠神，让他来做一切的决定。
Even though he got it wrong the first time, he eventually God answered.
即使是我第一次没有走对，可是神还是会回答我们的祈求。
Well, let's move on to God's solution, and to do this, we'll read from first of all chapter 17.
我们来看神的方法，我们先来念十七章。
I'll read chapter 17, 15 to 22.
十七章十五到二十二节。
Genesis 17, 15 says, God also said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai, but her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations.Kings of people will come after her. Abraham fell down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac.I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him.
创世纪十七章，十五节到二十二节，神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子。我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从她而出。”亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地喜笑，心里说：“100岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？”亚伯拉罕对神说：“但愿以实玛利活在你的面前。”神说：“不然，你的妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，极其繁多。他必生12个族长，我也要使他成为大国。到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒。”我要与他坚定所立的约。神和亚伯拉罕说完了话，就离开上升去了。
Okay. A small note about Ishmael before we move on.
我们先谈一下以实玛利。
Ishmael went on to be the father of many Arab peoples today.
以实玛利的后裔就是现今阿拉伯人。
God blessed him in many ways, and he had.A great nation came out of his background as well.
神祝福他的后裔，有许许多多的君王也是从他的后裔而出。
But the Muslims have changed the history, and let me give you a little bit of clarity on that.
可是回教徒却改变了一点历史，所以我现在先讲一点。
The Quran said that Ishmael was the son of promise and Isaac was not the son of promise.
可兰经说以实玛利是神应许的儿子，可是圣经是说以撒才是应许的儿子。
The problem with that is what we read here was written more than 2,000 years before the Quran was written.
问题是我们今天所念的是2000年以前，比可兰经更早。
So this is not two equal versions of history. This is This is like trying to rewrite history more than 2,000 years after the fact.
可兰经事实上是要重改历史，在2000年以前就写成的。
Even though Moses was not an eyewitness himself when he wrote this.
虽然摩西他写这本书的时候，他不是当时的眼见的人。
He was still about 500 years after the event.
他写的时候是500年以后事情发生的时候。
When Muhammad wrote this, he was writing this in 6 AD.
在穆罕默德写可兰经的时候是在6世纪的时候。
600 AD, I'm sorry.
600.
So he's writing it more than 2,000 years after this had been established in the Jewish religion and the Christian religion.
所以穆罕默德写可兰经的时候，其实是已经在2000年以后的事情了。And
you could argue that Abraham's human solution led to ongoing conflict that is even at play today in the Middle East.
所以你看到亚伯拉罕以人手来解决事情的后果，到现在还有。
Where there are still many descendants of Ishmael who want to do away with Israel.
所以现在我们看到以斯玛利的后裔要消灭以撒的后裔。
But the other note from this passage is note that Abraham left.
我们也在这一段圣经中看到，知道亚伯拉罕笑了。Laughter
becomes a big theme of the birth of Isaac.
以撒的诞生，欢笑是占了很大的一个地位。And
so we read, first of all, that Abraham heard that his 90-year-old wife is going to have a child, he laughed.
所以当亚伯拉罕听到他90岁的妻子要生孩子，他笑了。It
was laughter of disbelief.
他笑是因为他不相信。Well,
let's go to Genesis 18.
当我们来创世纪18章。
And here we would read Genesis 18, 9 to 15.
18章9到15节。
And this is the angel speaking with Abraham.
这是天使对亚伯拉罕说话。
They say, "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "Where?" "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master's old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.'" Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh."
创世纪18章第9到第15节，他们问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”他说：“在帐篷里。”三人中有一位说：“到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里来。你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。”撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈。 撒拉的月经已断绝了，撒拉心里暗笑说：“我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？”耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：“撒拉为什么暗笑？说我既已老迈，果真能生养吗？”耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里。撒拉必生一个儿子，撒拉就害怕，不承认，说我没有笑。那位说：“不然，你实在笑了。”
And one last reading from 21:6, we read this before.
我们再念一次21章第1节到第6节。
As Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me."
21章第6节，撒拉说：“神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。”
I would add, you may know this, that the name Isaac means he laughed.
我们都知道以撒就是他笑了。
So we see in this account, first of all, Abraham laughs, then Sarah laughs, and then God says, "Name your child Laughter." And finally, they laughed together at the birth of a child.
在这一段经文，我们看到，先是亚伯拉罕笑了，撒拉笑了，然后以撒也是笑了，最后的结局是三人一起为这个喜事而欢笑。
I can't tell you what makes God laugh, but I can say that God wants us to laugh.
我不能告诉你神要我们如何让神嬉笑，可是我们知道神要我们嬉笑。
In Proverbs, it says laughter is good medicine.
在箴言说嬉笑是一个好的药粮。
We see here that that we see there's laughter that comes in the right way.
我们在这里看到嬉笑是从对的地方来的。
And God has come to this place where He has brought laughter into this household, an old lady bearing a child.
在这个家庭，我们看到因着一个年老的女士能够生孩子，所以家里有了欢笑。
Think with me about all the miracles of Jesus, healing the sick, raising the dead.
让我们想到主耶稣医病，让死人复活。
Usually there's not laughter as part of the story, but I want to put laughter into those stories.
通常在这些经文中我们没有看到欢笑，可是我要把欢笑带进主耶稣的神迹启示中。
A very similar account is the raising from the dead of Jairus's daughter.
从雅鲁的女儿复活也是相似的情形。
The account is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
这段经文你可以在马太马可路加都可以看得到。
And each telling of the story is that Jesus came to the house.
这三卷书都说到主耶稣到了他们的家。
And when he came to the house of Jairus, he saw the mourners outside.
他到了雅鲁的家，看到许多哀痛的人。
And of course they were wailing, they were crying, and Jesus said, "She's not dead, she's asleep."
当主耶稣看到许多哀痛 哭嚎的人，主耶稣对他们说，他不是死了，他是睡了。
And each of the gospel writer makes this point, they laughed at Jesus.
三卷书也同样说到，他们嘲笑主耶稣。
The laughter was similar to the laughter of Abraham and Sarah in this account.
那样的嘲笑就像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉在这个先前的嘲笑一样。
It's a laughter of, that's impossible, she's dead, we know she's dead.
笑的是说怎么可能他已经死了是不可能的。
And of course Jesus raises up this 12-year-old girl. She's dead, he raises her back to life.
可是主耶稣却让这12岁的女孩子从死里复活。
Now how can that family not laugh after that fact?
那个家庭当女孩子死而复活以后怎么能够不没有欢笑呢？
The Bible doesn't say they laugh, but the Bible, there's certainly a tremendous amount of joy that came into that household.
虽然圣经没有记载，可是我们相信在那个家庭里有真是无比大的欢乐。
Can you imagine going to a funeral and pretty soon the person in the casket steps up and is fine?
你想到你到一个丧礼的时候，突然在那棺木中的人站起来。
I think there'd be a lot of laughter coming out of that room.
我相信在那个房间就会很多人笑起来。
It's not laughter of a comedian telling a joke. It's the joy of God just rising up.
不是一个讲笑话的人让大家笑，而是实际上是从心里发出的欢乐。
And can I think of laughter in this way? When God answers a prayer, there's laughter that comes.
我们能够这样想，当神应允我们的祷告的时候，在那个后面带来的却是一个欢乐的事情。
It's not laughter that comes from an outrageous statement. It's just the welling up of joy inside.
不是因为说了什么让人惊奇的话，而是在神迹以后，我们能够从心里发出了欢乐。
Can I make a connection to maybe you heard of Linsanity? Ever heard of that?
我能不能谈一下林？
Yeah, how do you translate? You know, I think to me that's a little bit of God's sense of humor.
我觉得那是神的一个幽默。
So here's this kid who's apparently a good Christian young man.
这是一个很好的一个基督徒的年轻人。
And yet he's comes to this prominence in a very unusual way.
可是他神用一个很奇特的方法来对他的应许。
And it's not just the biggest sports story of the last month. It might be the biggest sports story of the 21st century.
他可能是不仅仅是过去这一个月在运动史上的最大的一个故事，也可能是二十一世纪运动史上的一个神迹。
And we just pray that God keeps him grounded in his faith and his humility, and God shines through that and brings laughter.
我们但愿神能够坚定他的信心，坚定他的谦卑，坚定他一切在神面前所有的啊。
When God hears our prayers, He brings laughter.
当神听到我们的祷告，他也带给我们欢笑。
Another example is in Luke chapter 15. There's the account of the lost sheep.
在路加福音十五章也谈到了失落的羊。
And it says that when one lost sheep is found, it's like there is more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents.
在一个失落的羊失而复得的时候，在天上就有许许多的欢乐，因为是一个人重新悔改，归于神家。
You can make the connection that when one person accepts Jesus Christ as Savior, repents of their sins, there is laughter in heaven.
你可以换过来想，当一个人能够悔改，归回神，这是一个在天上在人间都是一个非常能够令人欢笑的事情。
There's certainly laughter if that one sinner who repents is your relative.
如果你想到那一个悔改归于神家的人是你的亲戚。
The transformation of a person from a sinner to a follower of Christ brings laughter and joy.
当一个人从一个罪人转成一个基督的信徒的时候，这是有多大的欢乐。
First of all, laughter in heaven, and then laughter to those of us who care about that individual.
先是在天上有欢笑，然后在地上我们也可以跟一起能够有喜乐。
You could make the case that the Bible is a book about joy.
你也可以来看圣经是一本喜乐的书。
Over 400 times in the Bible, the word rejoice or joy is used.
有400多次圣经用到了喜悦。
We are to rejoice in the Lord. We are to have joy in Him.
我们要在神中有喜乐。
And in the similar way, when God meets us, there is joy, there is celebration, there is laughter.
当神与我们相遇的时候，有欢乐，有喜乐。
The fruit of the Spirit, or the working of God in our life, produces three things to begin with.
在属灵的果子中也产生有三样事情。
First, love, and then secondly, joy, and thirdly, peace, and then the rest of the fruit.
有嬉笑，有平安，有喜乐，这是头三点。
So when God is working in our life, joy comes into our life.
当神在我们生命中有作为的时候，喜乐也跟着进来。
It's appropriate that we allow God to bring laughter into our life in the right way.
当神带进喜乐在我们的生命中的时候，是一个好的。
This is not skeptical laughter, as in Abraham and Sarah at first.
不是一个很无奈的喜乐，就像无奈的笑，就像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的起初的笑。
This is not laughter making fun of another individual.
也不是我们在戏弄人家的笑。
This is the laughter that comes out of our relationship with God.
这个喜乐是从我们跟神的关系中而产生的欢乐。
When God answers our prayers, when God meets us, when we experience His presence, there is a joy, there is a laughter that comes from that.
当神听到我们的祷告，当神跟我们相遇的时候，当我们在神中间的时候，那个欢乐就自然而产生。
Let me bring three applications to close the message.
我们来看三种应用的方法。
First of all, we need faith to take us from promise.Or from the problem to the promise.
第一点，我们看到要因着信心才能够把我们从难处带到应许之地。
At the very beginning of this, we see that God looks at Abraham when he says, "I have no child," and God promises a child, and Abraham believes.
起初的时候，我们看到神要应许亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕没有孩子，可是亚伯拉罕相信神。
Genesis 15:6 says.Abram believed the Lord, and he was credited to him as righteousness.
创世纪十五章第六节说，亚伯拉罕信神，所以神认他为有义。
Sometimes we lack in faith, believing that God will answer our prayers.
许多的时候，我们因为没有信的，我们的信心小，不相信神能够在我们身上有所作为。
Let us take the account of Isaac today and his birth and encourage us to persevere in prayer, persevere in belief that God will answer.
让我们以撒的例子来对我们现在，让我们能够在信心中有坚忍，在耐心中来等待神对我们的应许。
In Romans 10 it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
罗马书第十章说，信心是从听道而来，听道是从神的话而来。
If we doubt that God is going to answer our prayer, maybe we need to go back and read more of the Bible.
如果我们对神的话有怀疑，我们需要回到神的话中。
As you read the Bible, you see so many ways that God answers prayer in the life of people.
当你读圣经的时候，你看到在圣经中神给了我们许多例子，是坚定我们的信心。
As we read the Bible more, we see the heart of God is to answer our prayers.
我们更多的认识圣经，我们也更多的能够知道神的心意是要来应允我们对他的祈求。
And God wants to meet us in the midst of our struggle.
神要在我们的难处中与我们相遇。
Secondly, we need to discern to know what God's will is.
第二点，我们需要认识明白神的心意。
If you're 85 years of age and you want to have a child, maybe that's not God's will.
如果你已经85岁，你想要孩子，可能那个不是神对你的心意。
If it is God's will, He can do it. But if it's our will and it's not of God, then He's not going to answer that prayer.
如果那个是神的心意，有可能。可是如果那是你自己的想法，那不太可能。
It's important for us to hear from God, as we see in Abraham's account.
所以。我们需要看到神的心意，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Abraham just presented the problem. He says, "I want to have an heir. I don't have an heir."
亚伯拉罕对神诉说他的难处：我要有个后嗣，我没有孩子。
But God communicated to him the solution.
所以神跟他在异象中告诉他他的方法。
I've heard some segments of the church just say, "Continue to name it and claim it and believe it, and God's going to answer."
有的教会说你要不断的说，不断的求，不断的祷告。
But that misses the point that says, is that God's will? Does God want to give that to you?
可是，在那个背后，那真的是神的意思吗？那真的是神的旨意要给你吗？
God will give you what He has decided to give you if it's His will.
如果是神的旨意，神才会应允你的祷告。
We come to God with a problem, and He directs us into the solution.
我们到神面前呈现我们的问题，神也会带领我们看到他对我们的意思。
I may have a dream to one day play basketball in the NBA.
我自己有一个梦想，我有一天能够在篮球上能够打职业篮球。
I can tell by your laughter that that's not God's will for my life.
从你们的笑声，我知道那可能不是神对我的心意。
We need to align our desires with God's will for our life.
我们需要把我们的盼望与神的心意放在同样的地位上。
Psalm 37:4 says.
诗篇37:4:37:4.
Says, delight yourself in the Lord; He will give you the desires of your heart. I'm sorry. delight yourself in the Lord; He will give you the desires of your heart.
Okay. One second. 又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你的心所求的赐给你。
When we delight ourselves in God, He can answer our prayer. He can lead us into His promises.
当我们以耶和华为乐的时候，他会带我们，也会赐给我们他的祝福。
In our selfishness, we may want to be rich, we may want to be successful, we may want an easy life.
对我们自己的想法，我们可能愿意有钱、有名、成功。
That may or may not be God's plan for us.
可能不是神对我们的心意。
When we delight ourselves in Him, He leads us into what His plan might be.
当我们以神为我们的喜乐的时候，他会带我们带着走向他对我们的心意。
And finally, the third application is we need to be patient to wait on God's timing.
最后一点是我们需要有耐心等候神的时间。
There's a remarkable verse in 21 verse 2, Genesis.
在创世纪第21章的第二节是这么说。
I understand the context is that you have parents who are 190 years of age, 100 years and 90 years.
我们先要看想到亚伯拉罕100岁，撒拉90岁。
And verse 2 says, Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him.
第二节，当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
I'm sure Abraham saying, that's a strange timing. You would not have expected that timing.
我相信亚伯拉罕说这个时间真是有点奇怪，那实在不是生孩子的日子。
And many times answers to our prayers don't come in our time, they come in God's time.
许许多的时候神应于我们的祷告的时候是照神的日期，不是照我们的日子。
But we can say, as the scripture says, at the very time God had promised, that's when the answer comes.
所以在从这段经文看到是到神所应许的日子，那个时候才是祷告应允的时候。
One of the hardest places to be as a Christian is to wait for God's timing.For the things we're praying about.
对基督徒来说，等候神的应允是最难过的时候。
So maybe today you have something that's a burden in your heart, and you're saying, God, when are you going to answer the prayer?
或许今日在你的心中有一个祈祷，你一直在等候神，你什么时候能够应允我？
Let me close with one account, and then I'll wrap up.
让我在结尾说，先说再说几句话。
We have a couple in our church who had been married for a few years and had multiple miscarriages.
在我的教会中有一对夫妇，结婚了许多年，也流产了许多次。
Their heart was breaking. They're from a culture where it was very important for them to have a child together.
他们以他们的习俗来说，有孩子是非常重要的，所以他们的心里实在是很伤痛。
And finally, after three or four miscarriages, they made an appointment with one of those fertility doctors.
所以在三到四次的流产以后，他们跟那个医生又有了一个另外一个约定。
At the time, it was their hearts were breaking, and some of the women, particularly in the church, were praying for her pregnancy.
在他们很心里伤痛的时候，在教会的有许多的姐妹也为他们祷告。
When they went to the doctor, he said, "You don't need my help. You're pregnant already."
当他去医生那里的时候，医生说，我不需要帮你什么，你已经怀了孕。
But not only was she pregnant with one, she was pregnant with two.
她不仅怀了一个，她是怀了双生子。
Now, you understand that it's harder to have a pregnancy with two than one.
你知道怀孕生怀一个。怀两个比怀一个难得多。
And so the doctor put her on bed rest for most of the 9 months.
所以在九个月的怀孕中间，医生要她大部分的时间要在床上休息。
And there was all kinds of little scares along the way. The baby might have this problem, that problem.
在这九个月之间，有许许多多的惊险的事情。
She gave birth to 2 6-pound babies.
她生了两个六磅的孩子。
Now they're about 3 years of age, full of energy, full of life.
他们现在大概三岁了，这是用不完的精力。
And I think they can say God answered in His time.
所以我们可以说神应允了，是照他的日期来应允。
Not near as miraculous as Isaac's birth.
当然不是像以撒那样子神机奇事的。
But for them, it was an answer to prayer. For them, it was God bringing laughter to their household.
可是对这对夫妇说，这是神对他们的应许，也是神带给他们的欢笑。
I trust that God will also meet us at the point of our need.
我相信神也会在我们需要他的时候来应允我们的祷告。
Don't give up in praying and trusting God for what you desire Him to answer your prayers.
不要放弃，要相信神，在他的日期他会应允。
Let's pray together.
让我们再一次祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that you are a God who does the miraculous.
神，我们感谢你，因为你是那神行机奇事的神。
Over and over again in the Bible, we read of you doing something which is impossible from a human point of view.
一次又一次的，我们在圣经中看到你做了许许多多不可能的事情。
We also read that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们也看到主耶稣是昨日、今日和以后一样的神。
And just as you allowed many women of the Bible to give birth, you are doing that today as well.
在圣经中我们看到许许多多妇女能够生孩子，今天也是一样。
And just as you healed the sick in the Bible, you heal people today.
在圣经中我们也看到你医治了许多病痛，今天你也做了相同的事。
And just as you answered prayer in the Bible, you answer prayer today.
在圣经中我们看到你应允了许多的祷告，今天你也做了同样的事。
I pray that you would increase our faith.
我祷告你让我们的能够信心能够更坚定。
That we would know your will for our lives.
我们能够更明白你对我们的心意。
And that we would be patient until you answer our prayers.
我们也耐心等到只等到你对我们的祷告成应允。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.